So thank you for joining us. I would like to start with some scripture. And I'll be looking at two of my favorite verses. The first one is found in 2 Chronicles, starting with chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. At that time, Israel was a nation gripped with struggle. It was also supposed to be, they were also supposed to be a people who were devoted to God. Yet this group of people needed to be told to humble themselves and pray and seek God. If they were a people of God, wouldn't that be the first place they would turn to Him? Yet I wonder, how much different is it today? When something happens, do we look to our leaders? Do we look to our government? Do we look to our doctors, our healthcare providers? When something happens, do we look to others first before God? All those I mentioned are good, but let us not forget to seek God first. We're facing a pandemic, and because of a virus, our nation is on hold. Literally, an entire nation is shutting down because of a virus. Last week, our president had requested a national day of prayer, and I'm so thankful for that. But it should not be just a day of prayer. It should be a long time of prayer, not just one day. We should continue to pray until we see change. Let us seek forgiveness for a sinful nation. Let us humble ourselves before God and pray for healing in our land and in this world. I could speak more on that verse, but let's look at another. The next verse I would like to share is found in Philippians. I have a plaque on my wall in my office. I even brought it just to share with you. This plaque was made by my father. Engraved on it is the scripture Philippians, found in Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. I literally look at these verses every day. It's sitting on a wall right by where I sit. And I look at these verses constantly, not because I have it figured out, but because I need to be reminded daily of the truth found in these verses. I would like to read it, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. To be anxious is another way of saying worry. This verse is saying, do not be anxious, do not worry about anything. I look around at this empty sanctuary, and I think about the many faces that I usually get to see on Sunday mornings. This place is usually full. Children running around in between services in Sunday school. Seeing all the smiling faces. It makes me sad not being able to be with you this morning. And I miss you all so much. That's a part of what church is. It is a community. It is fellowship. And without gathering together, it is very difficult for me. I'll simply say that preaching into a camera is definitely not the same thing. If you would have told me last week, a week ago today, that this is how things would be, would have had a hard time believing it. But the reality is we are facing a real enemy. It is so small that we cannot even see it. This enemy can cause sickness, and in some cases, it can cause serious illness and death. And if we're not, and if that was not enough, because we are fighting this enemy with social distancing, many people are without work. Some families are facing real struggles with finances and uncertain futures. And some of you may even be struggling just to get along with each other now that you're stuck in the same house together for a long period of time. Come on, I know there's a few out there. But let's be real. Are many of you worrying? Absolutely. Many of you are worrying for a number of reasons. If you are in the more at-risk category, is your anxiety running a little high? I believe it to be. Is worry itself going to change anything? No. Matthew 6:27 says, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" Yet we can be concerned. It is because of concern that we are following the recommendations and the mandates from the Department of Health. I am concerned about all of you not being able to be here to gather in community and fellowship. I'm also concerned about this virus, and that's why you're not here. That's why we are trying to still connect through a live broadcast. Although we all can watch good preachers online, but that doesn't make church. It is Christ's followers working together and functioning as one body. But concern leads us to make good decisions for our well-being. Yet after those decisions, are made, sitting in worry isn't going to change anything. But getting back to our verse, instead of spending our time in worry and anxiety, what does Philippians 4, 6 through 7 tell us we should be doing? "But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." God is saying, in everything, whatever concern you have that leads to worry, whatever makes you feel anxious, this is what you are to do. Come to the Lord in prayer. Hey, you don't have to be in church to pray. You don't have to be in your home to pray. You pray wherever you are at and when you are, and whenever you are feeling anxious. You pray and petition the Lord, meaning you are asking God for something, but we're told that we are to ask with what? We are to ask with thanksgiving. That means when you are overwhelmed with something you want to bring to the Lord, you also need to be thinking outside your current circumstance and think about the things God has and is doing that you are thankful for. We can be thankful that He is a God who hears us. We can be thankful we have internet so that we can share messages like this. We can be thankful for family. We can be thankful for His provisions. Thankful for food on the table and for shelter over our heads. But God is still on His throne. We can be thankful that that is not changing. God is still on His throne. God is still in control. And there is nothing that has taken Him by surprise. God's not surprised by this virus. I can be thankful that I can trust in Him in this time. And when we give Him our fears and our worries and anxieties and turn them over to Him, you will find a peace that begins to flow over you. a peace that surpasses understanding. And that peace guards our hearts and minds as we stay focused on Christ. Is that always easy? I'm not going to say it's easy. I will say that there have been times that I would have to keep coming back to the Lord. Keep giving it back to Him. Lord, it's back again, and I'm here to give You my worries. Keep coming back to give Him the worries and the fears in order to refill His peace in my life. As we're facing this change, as we're facing this virus and this unknown, let us spend time before the Lord. Let us spend time on our knees. Let us spend time in worship before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It'll be at this point that I and several of the leaders of the church, the elders and deacons, will come and lead in prayer over a number of different points. I will begin us this morning in prayer with looking at our world, looking at prayer over this pandemic that has seized the globe. So if you would just join us in agreement as we come and pray. Lord, we come to You this morning. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so many things to give thanks for. And Lord, as we look at the world today and we look at how the world has been gripped with this pandemic, I pray that, Lord, first of all, You would decrease this virus's spread. Lord, I pray that You would bring an end to this pandemic. And we ask that this virus would decrease. But Lord, we also ask that Your gospel and the spread of Your great and Your gospel truth and Your word would increase. Lord, if anything, maybe this would be a time where everyone would reach out to You. Lord, that their ears would be open to hear Your great truth. Lord, I pray for all our missionaries that are surrounding this globe. I pray that You would first of all protect our missionaries. I pray that You would be with them, that first of all You'd protect them from the virus, but You'd also strengthen them to show the love of Christ to those who are suffering. Lord, we know that this virus is harming so many. But I pray that there would be some good that would come out of it and that people would turn to You. Lord, as we look around at the number of different nations that are struggling to keep up with the virus, I pray that medical facilities around this world and the equipment would be adequate, Lord. Lord, I pray for all the hospitals, those that are new and being built, and all the doctors. Lord, I pray that You would touch them around this world, that they would be able to help those in need. Lord, we know that a vaccine is needed, and I pray for the development of a vaccine, one that would decrease the danger around this globe. Lord, I pray for all those countries that are suffering from loss and shutdowns. Reading the numbers of how many deaths have occurred already, Lord, I pray for those countries that are seeing a tremendous loss. I pray that You would strengthen them, strengthen those countries. Lord, I pray for their governments and their leaders, as they try to set policies, as they try to help reduce all that's going on in their countries. Lord, I pray that you would touch this earth. And Lord, we know that there is nothing too difficult for you, and we know that you are the great physician. And we ask today, Lord, that you would end the spread, that you would bring an end to this pandemic. Lord, we know that you hear us, and we thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord Jesus, we thank you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Father, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this time. I just thank you that you are in our hearts. And with anxious hearts, we lift up prayers to you for our government at this time. Father, throughout your word, we see that for blessings that come from you, we thank you. This time we lift up to you our president. We ask that you work in his heart. We ask that you will give him guidance, strength. The difficult decisions that he makes, Father, we know that your hand upon his heart is the only hand that can guide the way that it needs to be done during this difficult time, and just for the overall spiritual health of our nation. The coronavirus task force, we ask, Father, that you strengthen and guide them, the difficult decisions that they make, what they're exposed to, the impact on other people's lives. We thank you that your hand, we ask that it be upon them. Father, with the Senate and Congress, we ask that they will be united, and put aside their political differences that divide and destroy so much, but at this time that they will look at something greater than their own careers and look at the overall benefit to working together. And that power yet again comes from you. And for the states and their local governments, Father, that just their power, the decisions they have to make, that they will look to you, to your word, for guidance. And our governor, Tony Evers, I just pray, Father, that you will work in his heart and give him the guidance that he needs. All the things that we have to do during this time, the lives that are changed, we ask that your peace be upon us. And that hearts will be changed, that we'll have renewed commitment to you as a nation, as individuals, that our priorities will just see life from a different perspective. As a nation, we've got caught up in materialism, we've wandered from you, we rejected you. Father, we ask that you will change hearts and lives. When we look at your word, the children of Israel would constantly rebel against you. And when they would repent and humble themselves, you would bless them and forgive them and rescue them from their troubles. Father, I ask that many people in this nation will see this situation as such. In your holy name, Jesus, amen.
I'm going to be, the other evening when we were, my wife and I were reading through a particular scripture, it just kind of made me think a little bit about it. Never really, it kind of hit me a little bit, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. It was, it's in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, and it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they explained, 'Everyone is looking for you.'" And I think part of the reason it kind of hit me was because just for the fact that Jesus got up and prayed. The Son of God got up and prayed, okay? And that's what we have to do too. And to make sure, the other interesting thing was at the end of these verses, it said, "Everyone is looking for you." And at this point in time, in our world, that's kind of where everybody needs to be looking, right? So just a little encouragement to you that to keep looking to Jesus. So I'm going to be praying for the health care system, kind of the first responders this morning. And I know that you all know people who are in that particular field. Somebody maybe fairly close or wherever, but just we are going to be lifting them up in prayer this morning. So if you could join me as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We're just grateful that, first off, you gave us an example to follow, to pray. And I just, sometimes we feel that, you know, there's not, you know, we're at this point where there's nothing else we can do but pray, but that's where we need to be, God. We know that you have the ability to change everything. And that's where it's at, God. I just pray that, that we would really know the power that is in you, the power that you have, the power that we can have by praying and not just sometimes we try to do things all on our own, Lord, but we know that the power is in prayer. I just pray that we would really know that today. God, we know that we're facing definitely a different time in our country and in the world. It's a worldwide thing that we're all wondering what to do, where to go, what's next, how does this look? But I just pray again that we would really, really would look to you. And I just pray that you would be glorified through this whole thing. I just pray that people's lives will be changed. I feel like we've gotten the attention. You know, of the people, and that now is the time to share your word. That I just pray that you just help us to be bold and to be the church to the people around us. And I just pray too, right now I just pray for all of the people that are working tireless hours just to help the people that are sick and the people who need them. Lord, we just pray for all the nurses and the healthcare workers who are out there battling this thing, with this virus, dealing with the people, working with them. I just pray that you would first just protect them from getting the virus and protect them from, keep them healthy, protect them and their families. As I know that it's a bit of a scary thing, Lord, and I just pray that you just protect them, give them strength, help them to be able to just to be able to be strong through that, Lord. And I just pray that if they get an opportunity to share with people, that they'd be able to do that. I just pray that you'll be with the doctors and the nurses and the ambulance drivers and the police and the National Guard and all the people who are there working hard to try to do whatever we can to try to help the people in need, Lord. I just pray that you give them strength. And I pray that you'll just give the doctors and the people wisdom to know how to treat the different people that they face. I just pray that you just, like I say, just give them wisdom to do that and just help them to do the best that they can. And I pray that you'll just supply the provisions that are needed, whether it's whatever it may be, God, I just pray that you would provide that for them. I just pray that in the midst of this, you would just work miracles, God. We just ask for miracles to be worked in all over the world, Lord. And I just pray that you would, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would stop this this virus from spreading. And I just pray that there'd be just endless stories of good that comes out of this. And we just thank you that you are a great God who's over all of this, and we trust you, Lord. We do really do. And I just pray that now more than ever, it seems like we've had to wake up every day and say, okay, God, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? And I just pray that we would all do that every day. We're kind of living, what is tomorrow going to be, Lord? We don't really know, but God, we know that you are in control. And so I just pray that we would feel and know that we can trust you. And I just pray that you would just, again, just help us to be the church and to be the people that you call us to be. And just give us the strength and the power to do what the things that you ask us to do. So we just commit, again, we just commit all of our nurses and our and the workforce and the healthcare system all to you. And God, we're placing it in your hands and trusting you to help them. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Pray. Dear Father, Lord, I thank you for letting us see your hand. Let us see that we can see everything you did before this happened, Lord. Lord, that you continue to have your hand in it, Lord. And I can see it as well as creation itself, Lord. Lord, I thank you for telephones. That we can call each other and still make contact. Lord, I thank you for, I don't think I'd ever say this, Lord, but for Facebook and for Snapchat. Lord, I just recently, I mean, just to know that you were there even before you knew what was going to happen, Lord, before even this even happened, you had us start a Snapchat group for our youth group that to read your word. And that was days before we were in that quarantine, Lord. And that we can still have that community and still seek you and lift one another up and somehow give us a little bit of that assurance, Lord. That, Lord, I just thank you for that assurance, that to know that that you're still in amongst all this, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for our community. Lord, I just pray for the protection of the elderly and the people in the nursing homes, Lord, and other high-risk people, Lord. I just pray for continued health, Lord. I pray for them that need human contact and touch, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you give them that, and that they seek you and they feel that from you. Lord, I just I pray that those people in those areas continue to do the job, the excellent job that they do, Lord, that they look out for those people. Lord, I just pray for protection of the area businesses and farmers, Lord, and not only the ones that have to continue to go on, that they stay safe and that they don't get the virus, Lord, but also that they financially sustain through this time, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the government that our economy had boosted before this, that we were doing really well, Lord, and it gives us a way that we can get back to that, Lord. And Lord, I just look for all those businesses and also the farmers, Lord, that they continue to supply the needs of our nation. Lord, I pray for the wisdom of the leaders, the community leaders, Lord. And during a time that no one's ever went through this, and the things that we're going through, Lord, just give them wisdom that only you can have, that you can give them, Lord, and let them seek you. Lord, I pray for the school children. And Lord, I just pray that they continue to learn. I pray that the schools that now right now are going to be financially hurt, Lord. I mean, I understand that the state ones are going to be okay, and large schools have like large amount of money, Lord, but even them are going to be hurt, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that your hand be in the private schools, the Christian schools, Lord, and that they sustain through this, that we do not lose them during this time, Lord, that they are still supporting them, and that the and that we can still have those type of schools out there to teach your ways. Lord, I just pray for the kids that would normally be going there, Lord. Lord, if it be your will to have them learn in different ways, whether or not, then so be it. But Lord, just be with them. Lord, I just I pray protection over our area churches and their ministries, Lord. Lord, I just pray that they continue to reach out. Lord, spread your word. And Lord, during a time when not many of us and not many people in the nation are looking to the government, Lord, I just pray that the church steps up. The church does what the church should be doing, what you taught us to do. To help one another and help everybody. And Lord, I just pray that we continue to do this, Lord. And once again, Lord, I just thank you for showing us that you're still in control and you got this. And Lord, just thank you for sense of humors that are still out there, Lord. And other things that lift us up. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Let's pray.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set the glory above the heavens? And Lord, right now we're going through turmoil, headaches, heartaches, conflict, many different things that are going our way right now. In the midst of all that, we still want to thank you and we still want to praise you. And sometimes in times like these, we have to rely on you more. In times like these, we know we need a Savior. We know we need you as our guide. And through our weaknesses, you can make us stronger as we go through conflicts like this. It makes us more thankful for having you as our leader, as our guide, if we just call upon you. And there's people out in this world that they're falling to other people for advice, for guidance. We can call upon you. And the thing is, you respond right away. You're right there ready to help us through it all. And what we're going through, Lord, we know it's nothing new to you. When you think of all throughout the Bible, especially the children of Israel, they were in bondage. They went through plagues. They went through famines, many heartaches. They were slaves. And yet, you were in control of it all. Now, what we're facing right now, God, we know it's scary, it's fearful, it's. I'm going to have to say it's not even any fun to deal with this. Going to bed at night, we wonder what's the next thing is going to happen. But then a verse comes to my mind in Isaiah, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And so, Lord, I just claim that verse too to all of us. And in John, it says, "A perfect love casteth out all fear." And what does that lead to? A trust. And what does that look like, Lord? It's like a child that jumps into our arms knowing that we're going to catch him. And Lord, help us to have that kind of trust as we face what we're facing right now. And Lord, help us not to worry and be anxious for anything. And your word also tells us about even the sparrow. You even know when it dies, when it falls. And I think a sparrow, we try to get rid of them, but you know when they fall and they die. And how much more are you concerned about our needs and about us? How much more you care for us? And God, you're bigger than all my struggles. You're bigger than all of our dreams. You're bigger than any mountain that we have to climb or can't climb. You're bigger than all that. And Lord, when things are seem very little to us, but with you they're big. When it seems very big for us to overcome, they're only little things, if you're in it. So now, Lord, we think of our church here, our church family. I'm just thankful for each one that comes here Sunday after Sunday. And I miss not being together with them this morning, standing up here and seeing their faces. And Lord, I just pray you protect those that are high risk, our elderly, our children, those